me, Kelly.
And you're back joining both of us once again at Unnerved, a horror movie podcast.
Welcome back. If you're new here, Christine and I watch a horror movie every other week, and then we talk about it. Last episode, I was gone. We had a wonderful guest.
Yeah, because somebody decided to go on vacay with her, like, new husband or some shit like that.
Like, I kind of went on a honeymoon, y'all.
Like, you kind of did that.
And it was fabulous! It was a really good time.
Well, the rest of us were here like, oh, Kelly, living the dream.
I like on to vacay. Think I brought back good weather, though.
Considering it's about to thunderstorm and it's in the 90s and I want to, like, kill myself because it's so hot, no.
Well, the couple weeks I was back, it was still really nice.
Last week was pretty good.
Yeah.
Last week was good.
We're fully in the need AC stage now, which I think tonight I was telling my husband. Hey, I was a little warm last night. He's like, yeah, I think it's time to turn on the AC. So I have been given, not that I needed it, but I've been given permission to do so.
We pulled that plug on Monday, too. Yeah. So the AC's on, but my room is still gonna get really fucking warm.
Your room doesn't circulate any of the AC,
no,
really.
AC doesn't come through my room, like, at all. Like, the vents don't.
No, it just doesn't.
No. So I have a wonderful little fan working its little ass off in the corner.
You should, like...
You might hear it on the podcast, but, like, it's gonna be too warm to turn it off.
You should potentially look into... Matt and I were looking into investing in a,
Like a little portable AC?
Yeah.
We've looked into some of those.
I think it's like timing isn't really right for us because we're potentially looking to move, but they're kind of expensive.
I know. I'm like, I can deal.
I mean, you've dealt for the past couple years, so.
Every year of my life, I've been in one of the hottest rooms of the house, so I've learned to adjust.
It just sucks.
It do suck.
And then you get those nice, cool nights, you open the window, and it's like, Yeah.
But, anyways, welcome back to Kiwi. But, we are covering some sequels.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna do my sequel first, which is Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 from 1986.
Yes! Which are very good. I think I'm finding a trend in the movies I like.
You like some of the more funny...
Campy.
Like this camp. Is definitely dark humor with some camp.
It is.
And it ups the gore factor a bit.
It's good. And Tom Savini is your makeup artist again, who we love. So.
Love him. So, Kiwi.
Yeah.
Now I can say this again. Hit us with that cast.
Woo! Okay, so Dennis Hopper is Lieutenant Bode Lefty and Wright. So he's your belt buckle Texas guy, whatever. Where are they? Texas? Yeah, Texas Chainsaw.
Yeah, he's like a Texas Ranger type of dude.
And he is my way or the highway, but also I'm gonna go it alone.
Yeah, he's the Lone Ranger.
He really is. Yeah, he's the Lone Ranger.
Yeah.
He's pretty great. Then there's Carolyn Williams, who's Vanita Stretch Brock.
Love her.
She is such a good final girl.
I love her.
She's so much better than anyone in the first movie. Anyway. Jim Cito is Drayton Sawyer, who is the cook.
Yep.
Then we have Bill Moseley, who's Robert Sawyer, who's Chop Top.
Yes, Bill Moseley, I love him.
Yeah, so
he's great.
He is a new addition.
Yeah, he's supposed to be the twin of the hitchhiker from the first one.
Yes. Which, I love him.
Yeah, he got offered this role, and the role was created because of his spoof movie, The Texas Chainsaw Manicure.
Yeah. Which I would love to see.
I'm sure it's out there somewhere.
But Bill Moseley, if you recognize that name, he was in House of a Thousand Corpses, Three from Hell, whatever, Devil's Rejects.
Yep.
Is that The Order, or is it Devil's Rejects, Three from Hell?
Devil's Rejects.
Then Three from Hell. Anyway,
he'll pop up quite a few times. He's kind of one of those horror icons that kind of... We cover Repo the Genetic Opera, or Devil's Carnival, he's in both of those.
He plays a very good, like, crazy person that's able to, like, switch it on to really intense very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I just really love that.
Yes.
Then there's Bill Johnson, who plays Leatherface in close-up shots. Bob Elmore plays Leatherface when he's not in the close-up shots. And then Tom Morga plays Leatherface during the bridge scene, which are all different actors than the original Leatherface from the first movie.
Yes.
Ken Urwert is then Grandpa.
Yep.
That's really the important people. This is directed by Toby Hooper.
Oh, I feel like we were missing somebody.
Maybe I did.
Like RJ or whatever his name is.
Oh my gosh, LJ.
LJ. Lou Perry.
Thank you. LJ. I'm
like, LJ, there's a guy.
I don't know why I don't have him.
It's because he wasn't further up on the original list. So
he should be.
He should be.
Above Grandpa.
Yeah, he's in it more than Grandpa. And he gets skinned. So, like, he deserves more credit than Grandpa.
He definitely does.
All right. Let's dive into this. Okay? So we got two high school seniors. They're, like, either just graduating or at spring break. I don't know, but they are fucking amped.
I definitely thought they were in college for some reason.
Like, that's, maybe they're on their way to, like, college.
Because, that could be.
Yeah. But they didn't get their start at college officially, so there's...
Yeah!
They died being doofuses. Buzz and Rick, super standard white guys.
just jocks. Oh, Christy just killed a gnat?
Mosquito.
Oh my god.
It was gonna eat us alive.
Dramatic!
They are shooting firearms while driving... And they call into the radio station that Stretch works at, and they are holding up the line, making dumb requests and, like, saying that they want women and alcohol and all.
Yeah, they are...
They're trash and should not be driving.
Yes, and Stretch, our wonderful final girl DJ, is like, hang up. Hang up the line.
Yeah, I think they have, like, a radio station where they cannot be the ones to hang up, and that's why she's telling them to hang up.
So, and there's also...
Or it's like a ruling for her. Someone else has to drop the call.
I'm not sure, but LG has to go through, like, this whole process to disconnect the line.
Yeah. Which he does eventually do, but then they call back, you know. And as they're hogging up the line again... the Sawyer family in a truck shows up next door, and they're puppeteering the hitchhiker.
Yes, and the reason they're following these two doofuses in the first place is because they try to play chicken with them.
Yes, so they were the chosen meat for the future chili competition.
Yeah, I mean...
They need that fresh meat.
They do. So you're right, they're playing with the original hitchhiker's dead body.
Which is amazing. I love that scene. And also, Oingo Boingo is playing in the background. No One Lives Forever, and it's great.
Question.
It's a bop.
I don't remember this. Did the hitchhiker die in the first movie, or is he just...
I don't think he dies in the first one, but he was very wounded, but, like, these guys are cannibals.
Yeah.
And they moved around a lot, and they're psychotic. Like, Chop Chop is eating his own scalp.
Yes. It's gross.
So why wouldn't he want to eat his brother?
Fair. Although, I don't think they did.
No, he was pretty goopy still.
Yeah, not he was goopy. He was dried out.
He was ashy. He needed some lotion.
Yeah, moisturize.
This boy needs some lotion.
He should have been in some of that chili
beyond. He needed the extra beyond.
Boy needs some milk.
Calcium. And they're shooting at him, but it ricochets off the skull to see Leatherface behind it doing the main puppeteering.
Yep.
And that car crashes.
And they also, don't they lob off one of their heads or whatever, they're dead. Those two boys are dead.
Yeah. So we have our first kills in the movie, and it's all recorded at the radio station because they didn't hang up and they couldn't get it done. But... Because...
This is a handy dandy.
Yeah. So it's recorded. Following morning, good old Lefty, being a former Texas Ranger, is like... Oh, by the way, he's also Sally and Franklin's uncle from the first one.
Which I didn't realize until there's, like, a scene later in the
where
movie.
Where he finds Franklin.
Yeah.
He's like, Franklin!
I was like, okay. Interesting.
Which, to be fair, sets up... Whenever Sally comes back in the 2022 version of Texas Chainsaw, which, controversial, but at least it's a tie-in, because he's a former Texas Ranger and she becomes a Texas Ranger.
Okay. Cool.
It's something. I don't know. Cool. But
in any case, he's trying to figure out...
What the hell happened.
Yes.
He's investigating the crime scene, the crash, and their murders, and how, like, it's gruesome
mm-hmm.
and some missing parts and everything like that. Lefty's just like, yeah, okay, I'm trying to just find the disappearance of my nephew.
Yep.
And I'm pretty sure I know who did it, so I'm going to go get ready for that. And he drives away from the detectives, and the detective's like, I don't think you're right. I don't think it could be the same people.
Yeah, they're and like, it's like, been 13 years, man. Get over it.
No.
No.
How do you just get over, like, losing family?
Well, that's basically what his whole shtick was against him.
I'm just...
And then we never see him for the rest of the movie.
No, not really. So, yeah, Lefty drives away. And Stretch...
He puts an ad in the newspaper.
Yes.
To get the word out of looking for information on the... basically...
On this...
Yes, on this murder, wondering if you have any information.
And Stretch is just like, I got a recording. So she goes and hunts him down at his workplace.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you need to listen to this. And he immediately shrugs her off.
And he's drunk?
He's probably got a lot of that whiskey going on.
But he doesn't even try. It's like, why would you even ask for help in the newspaper then?
Because she's a radio host and a woman. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're not, but it still makes me mad.
Yes. Well, it has to go and cover the chili cook-off in the next couple levels down.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes and catches up with LG, who mm-hmm. is making a wonderful cabin artwork out of French fries and ketchup.
Yeah, it's so good. I love LG.
He's great. He's such a free spirit. We love him.
He's such a kind dude, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's unusual in a horror movie to see a dude that's not a little bit like, you know, you're just not quite.
We kind of want you to die.
Yeah.
No, LG could have lived.
Yeah, even Lefty's got his sketchiness, you know?
Yeah.
But no, LG's a G.
He's just a dude.
Yeah, he's
living
just a dude.
Living his best life.
Just a dude.
Trying to fancy a lady and build French fried huts.
Yeah, and we talked about this later, but I do think they probably had a little thing going.
Well, yeah, and later on she's like, I loved you.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's as a brother or a significant other.
Not sure.
I'd like to think the latter, because he was trying to ask her out on dates.
Yeah, and I...
And she was maybe playing hard to get.
Yeah, she wasn't, like, saying no, necessarily.
No, she's like, I have work to do.
But you can give me a coffee. Like, it was like, I don't know. So, it's kind of like gray.
So, the cook-off winners have been announced, and it is the Sawyer family.
Yay! And as we know, they're the cannibals that put human meat in their chili.
Yes. And they ask him what his secret is, and he's like, he's got an eye for prime meat.
And then someone's eating a bowl or something and picks out a tooth.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, it's just a peppercorn. It's fine.
It's fine. Throws a bone.
Yeah. So now we cut to Lefty chainsaw shopping, and he gets 3 chainsaws.
2 handheld, like, one in each hand, sort of, you know, dual-wielding style, and one massive one.
And he actually gets, like, sheaths.
Yeah, he gets a holster for his chainsaw.
Yeah, instead of... I don't think we actually see him with a gun. He's just running around with these 3 chainsaws.
No, I don't think he has a gun.
He's just running around with these 3 chainsaws.
It's just amazing.
I'm on a vengeance run. I just gotta sack up on my gas
and he just like
chainsaws.
Plops down a whole bunch of cash and leaves. And the guy's like, don't you want to test it out? And he just begins brutally attacking a tree. Not cutting down the tree.
Yeah, the tree was already fallen.
He wasn't like, oh, you know, the blade feels pretty good. No, he just whacking
like,
it.
Whack, whack.
And the owner's like, I don't
you
get
good,
paid
bro?
Enough for this shit, you know?
You good, bro? So he leaves with those 3 chainsaws, which in the background you see the models from the previous Texas Chainsaw and everything like that.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Lefty at some point... Or not Lefty, I'm sorry, Stretch.
Lefty goes back to Stretch.
That's right, that's what it is.
And he's like, okay, let's hear the tape. And she's like, I can run the tape of this accident on the radio every hour, get the word out,
mm-hmm.
get more people involved, and things of that nature, and we'll keep going. And he's like, okay, fine. I'll be back at, like, midnight to
mm-hmm.
check in.
Make
and
sure
if anybody
went
called
okay.
and anything like that. So... Now she's wrapping up the show. LG's gonna go get some coffee. Mm-hmm. She's running it, and she's playing the Star Spangled Banner at night, which is referenced to another movie because it gets played at the end of that.
Okay. What movie?
I don't remember. I really don't.
Okay.
It's another Toby Hooper movie.
Okay.
So LG leaves.
And we have presumably a new visitor.
And, yeah, good old Chop Top shows up.
Chop Top's, you know, he's living his best life.
He's got his weave on.
Yeah, he do. He has a wonderful little, hair piece on.
And he's, scratching his scalp with a metal coat hook.
Yeah.
Also heating up the tip of it so that it's charring the edges so that when it picks off the skin, it's sizzled and he can just have it like beef jerky.
Yes.
So he's om-nomming his own
auto-cannibalism.
Face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Om-nom-nom-nom.
So he's doing that, and the reason they're there is because they heard the broadcast on the radio, and they'd be like, you can't be talking shit about our family. We just moved.
Yeah. He's like,
we're new here.
Well, they didn't even specifically call him out. They recognized.
They knew.
Yeah. They knew.
And they want to get the tape destroyed and whatnot.
So they wanted to get the tape destroyed, but Leatherface is, like, chasing her around.
And LG comes back in the middle of this.
Yeah.
And unfortunately gets brutally attacked by Chop Top.
Yeah, which that scene, they did like 20 times, even though like the first time would have been fine.
Yeah.
But the reason why they kept doing it is because Toby Hooper's like, you guys are hilarious. Like, just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And so the whole hammer scene of his one-liners and bringing down the hammer over and over and over again, they just
kept going.
Having a grand old time. He's like, do we have the footage? He's like, yeah, we've had it a while.
I just like this.
Right.
So he's brutally maiming Chop Top and also playing in the record room.
Right? Yeah, and Chop Top's weave falls off because Leatherface's chainsaw nicks his metal plate.
Yep.
So we do see his metal plate with the...
We get the full view of what's going on because before it just looked like he was scratching his head.
Yeah.
Which is a little strange. Yeah. I thought it was like, I was like, does this man have lice? Like, what's going on
Maybe
here?
Maybe he likes to eat lice. It's gross.
Yeah, but so is this.
Yeah, it is. I'm just trying to now think of what is grosser. I really hate to think on that. But
no, I don't want to think about that. I don't have an answer for you.
I don't really have one either. The answer is neither.
The answer is, I will never do either.
No, thank you. I'd rather starve. Thank
yeah.
You, bye.
Bye. So, and Leatherface, while he's chasing down Stretch, having a moment.
He is
revved up and ready to go.
His chainsaw is definitely a metaphor for something.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So, and Stretch realizes very quickly, like, oh, he's a man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a sexy lady.
Yes.
I could try to use that to my advantage to distract him long enough to come up with a plan.
Yes.
Which she does.
Yeah.
She tries to kind of seduce him a little bit, and he's into it.
He's so into it.
He's so into it, and he's using the chainsaw on a bucket of ice that's right below her... Her crotch area.
Mm-hmm. To cool off.
To cool off. And he's just having a grand old time. But he gets distracted, and she manages to scurry away.
She also manages to, like, kind of convince him not to kill her.
Well, she locks herself in a room for a little while.
That's true, she does.
But yeah, at some point, he's like, we gotta go, and Leatherface is like, I don't need to kill you, you're my lady now.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, bye. So they take LG, stick him in the truck, and they drive off.
Yeah.
Now, Chop Top thinks that Stretch is dead.
Yes.
Fun fact, she's not. She's fine.
She's doing great, actually. I mean, a little traumatized, but otherwise...
They drive away, and by the time she gets downstairs, Lefty finally shows up.
No, Lefty
doesn't... Right, he doesn't come back.
She's asking them. She's like, where the hell is Lefty? Like, what is going on?
Yeah.
She knows that they... Does she... Yes, she knows they took LG.
Yeah. She watched them drive off.
That's right. So she's like,
she's going to go after them.
Yeah, she's like, well, I can't wait here for this guy who said he'd show up by now but isn't here.
Right. And Lefty does show up in the car and starts driving and starts following them.
Yes.
because that's how he knows where to go. So he and Stretch get separated, because when Stretch gets onto the main area, mm-hmm. she's getting chased down.
Yes.
And falls into a hole.
Mm-hmm.
Lefty tries to get her out with the most impractical item you could possibly do to try and hoist someone out.
Yeah, a dead person's arm.
A skeletized arm. There's no muscles, there's no tendons holding that shit together.
No. It's amazing.
You really think they're going to hoist up a 120-pound woman soaking wet?
Yeah. He could have used, like, the sheath of his chainsaws, or, like,
literally anything. Holster. Could have found, like, a giant tree root.
Sticking out. His belt. He could have used his motherfucking belt. And we know he had a belt on because he had a huge-ass belt buckle.
You're right.
I'm just saying.
But she falls deep into the caverns, and she ends up in the underground lair.
Yeah, which is, this, they filmed this in caves, and it, you, yes, you can tell it's in a cave system. It's decorated.
I mean, it works out for them. It's pretty well hidden.
I like it. Like, I think I it like gives some very, setting. It's a very, like, evil villain's lair vibe, which I kind of love.
I'm about it, though.
I am too. I like this movie, so.
It's a good vibe. So, LG decides that he's gonna go rampaging and start tearing it all down.
You mean Lefty?
Lefty, yeah.
LG's out right now.
Yeah, Stretch finds LG.
And Leatherface.
Leatherface is just like, you, my lady, so here's a new here's a face for you.
We got a match, girl. We're going to the couple party.
We got a twinsies. Okay. Yeah,
you need to show your solidarity for me and your support for me by wearing your
ex-boyfriend's.
Yeah. Your brutally murdered, mutilated boyfriend's face.
Yeah, he's not murdered yet.
No.
He's not dead yet.
He's not.
So he hacks off LG's face, puts it on hers. Mm-hmm. He's like, we need something to just kind of like tuck it under so that it stays.
Yeah.
So we're going to use LG's hat.
Mm-hmm.
So you now have your ex-boyfriend's face and hat. Look at you, accessorizing.
And
yes,
she's
queen's thing.
Rightfully mortified. I think Chop Top comes back and she hides and Leatherface has to leave?
They dance a little bit first.
Yes, you're right.
He does a little shimmy shim.
Yeah, he does.
Dance. Yes, Chop Top shows up and he hides her.
Mm-hmm.
Then he goes away and then he ties up Stretch.
Mm-hmm.
And Leatherface leaves.
Yeah. Because he's like, you my lady, I'm not going to let you leave out of here. No.
Right. I got to keep you on a tight leash, woman.
Yeah.
LG arises from being skinned. So his torso and his face have been skinned.
It's gross.
And he's still alive. And he manages to hoist himself up and cut Stretch free
mm-hmm.
long enough before he keels over.
And this is when she says, I loved you, LG.
Right.
But I think she says it after he dies.
Yeah.
Which is sad.
Yeah, he never got to hear it.
Kind of tragic. But she does, you know, take his face off and runs
down. And puts it back on.
Yeah.
And puts his hat on his chest. And she's like, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Yep.
So she tries to get out. And she's running through the caves, trying to avoid Chop Top and
but
the others.
But in the meantime, Lefty has decided to collapse the entire cave system.
And he does come across Franklin.
Yes, he does. He has a moment.
Around this time, as well as, like, a section in the wall that unfolds and, like, organs come out.
Yeah, it's gross. It's really gross.
It's, like, good. It's good-looking blood.
It's good-looking, like, special effects, but it's gross.
He's got that organ spaghetti.
Yeah.
That creepypasta.
Yeah.
Spooky spaghetti.
I mean, fair. But Lefty's also grossed out, as we all are.
Yeah.
And as he's collapsing the cave, he blocks out Stretch's
escape route.
Yeah. And leaves her stuck with the rest of, like, with
Leatherface. The whole family. All three of the brothers. Yeah. The three brothers and Nubbins. Yeah. Dead Nubbins.
Yep.
He's like, oh, Bubba's got a girlfriend. So now they're, like, teasing Leatherface. He's mm-hmm. like, sex or the saw, and they misspell sex.
It's great. And there's also, like, They tell Leatherface you can have one or the other, but you can't have both.
Yep.
And you better choose the Saw because the Saw is family or something like that. Basically, that's the gist of it.
So they knock her out, scoop her up, and then we get a very familiar scene like in the first one where she's tied up to a bone chair.
Yep.
And there's a long dining hall table.
Yep.
And they are getting ready for family dinner.
And guess who's making an appearance?
Grandpa!
Grandpa!
Who's like 117 or some shit like that.
I think they said 137.
Yeah, he's like ancient.
Yeah, he's...
He's got that vampire blood going on.
Yes, he does.
He has his blood smoothies and he's good to go.
We had just watched, Ravenous not that long ago. And the first thought I had was Wendigo.
There you go.
I mean, except he doesn't really have super strength.
He's not a buff grandpa.
No, he's not buff.
He's just...
But he is alive.
Boy just needs an iron... ironing.
He's
a wrinkly lad.
Oh, yeah.
So, this grandpa is a little stronger than when we last saw him, because he manages to bring that hammer down a few times.
Yes, he does. Oh, so they decide they need to feed Grandpa with their blood, and in order to do that, they take Stretch to a bucket and give Grandpa the hammer so he can drop the hammer on her head so she can bleed into the bucket for him to drink.
Yeah, and they have, like, a little ladle, too, that they're trying to catch it.
But Grandpa doesn't have good aim.
He doesn't have
He also good doesn't aim. Have good hand strength, so he really needs to, like, work on, you know, those little, like, squeezing like he needs one of those.
He needs some fidget spinners.
Because he's really struggling here.
Yeah. But you know, Lefty manages to show up and Stretch is like, I'm getting out of here.
Yep.
So Leatherface is going to have a chainsaw fight.
Yes.
With Lefty, which is the most impractical thing, because if you get anything in the chain of a chainsaw, it just stops.
Yep.
So having It's impractical, but it's a cool concept, and I still love it.
We also have a nice butt crack wound here.
We do. Which, Drayton, he gets stabbed in
the
ass.
Right up the butt.
Yes.
Grandpa gets pushed to the side. I don't think anything happens to Grandpa.
Grandpa will die, but we don't see it on screen. Because Drayton is mad that he just got his ass stabbed.
I mean, I would be too!
So he goes into Nubbins' pocket, the hitchhiker, dead corpse man, pulls out a freaking grenade, and is getting ready to off everybody down here.
Meanwhile, Chop Top ran off towards Stretch, wherever Stretch was going.
So Stretch is climbing out of this rock tower, so she's climbing up and up and up and up and up, and we realize that it's now daytime.
Yes.
So this has happened all night.
Yeah.
And she reaches the top and she sees Grandma.
Yeah, Grandma.
Grandma bloated from the first movie.
Grandma not looking so hot.
So she's got her own chainsaw up there. So down below, grenade goes off. Everybody down there presumably dead. And Chop Top versus Stretch is happening and she manages to get him down and pushed off the ledge.
Yeah, because she gets a chainsaw working.
Yeah, and we pretty much end with her doing the triumphant swinging choreography from the first one.
And that was it.
Yeah. It's a good ending.
It's a very fitting ending, I think.
Yeah.
Do we ever see her in any of the other iterations?
I don't think so.
That is truly a tragedy.
That means she got away.
She got away, but also I love her.
That's true. I mean, I don't remember if it's the third one or one of the remakes or whatever, but Matthew McConaughey's in one.
Well, we'll have to get there.
And he's part of the family, I'm pretty sure. It's been a while since I watched it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, unhinged Matthew McConaughey.
And that actually might be pretty good. Oh, it's bad.
Honestly, this is my favorite Texas Chainsaw movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Over the first one?
Yeah. This one is more entertaining to watch on a regular basis.
I would agree with that. I don't like the first one, though, so I'm a bad person to ask.
I like the first one. I'm just saying that this one I would put on more in the background if I was doing something. And I would actually show, like, people who are not big horror fans.
Yeah, this one you could stomach.
This one. Yeah. So, anyways, that's the movie. Who's ready for some fun facts?
Me.
Okay, let's get on into it.
I'll let you take the marketing one, but...
Yes.
The film was originally released with an X rating. Well, that's what it would have gotten. So they actually released it unrated. And there were a lot of, like, problems trying to get this released overseas. It was banned in Australia for a while again, and problems in the Netherlands. Like, it was just, it was a whole battle.
I mean, band movies, man. Like, at this point...
Honestly, and I didn't think this movie was that bad.
I think it's, like, because people had the pre-existing notion of the first one. And the first one was deemed as disturbing.
The first one is more disturbing than this one, for sure.
So people were probably basing it off of that instead of actually...
Like, watching.
Getting into it.
Okay.
So, the family group shot advertising poster based off of The Breakfast Club.
Which is so fun.
So it did trick some people into going to go see it, thinking that it was really? Going to be just campy. But it was
it's
more...
Dark.
It's dark humor, and it is gorier than the first one. So if you're not ready for a wall full of guts spilling out...
Yep. The whole last part of the movie where they're, like, Stretch and Chop Topper climbing and everything is actually filmed at the Matterhorn Amusement Park in Prairie Dale, Texas, which was closed.
Bill Moseley said that Chop Top is one of his favorite roles.
Which is so fun. I mean, you can tell.
Like, even his, like, I want to say his Instagram or his Twitter is... Like, the real Chop Top or something
really?
Like that. It's one of those. Like, I'm one of his social medias he's listed as Chop Top instead of Bill Moseley.
I kind of love that.
He's living his best life.
I actually don't have anything else. There are documentaries and stuff out there. Christy and I have been hella busy. Yeah. And I haven't gotten around to watching any of those.
So, there is also another, like... In the background, there's a lot of... posters and music and everything mm-hmm. like that in the radio station, and one of them is the controversial quote-unquote butcher cover from the Beatles' Yesterday and Today. I don't know if you've seen that cover.
I have not.
Like, so they're all standing around in, like, all white, and there's, like, decapitated baby doll heads and,
whoa,
like,
whoa.
Pieces of raw meat draped on them.
Wait a second, what is it called?
The butcher cover from the Beatles' Yesterday and Today album.
Let me see. It'll probably...
Yeah, it'll come up pretty quick if you type in controversial Beatles album. Probably. So that's also in the background. And then there's also posters for, like, the Fine Young Cannibals.
Yo, actually, though, what the fuck?
Right? It's weird.
Why?
I don't know, because the Beatles were high on anything? Everything?
Everything. They cannot have sold well.
I mean, there's another cover of that album, I'm sure. But, like, that one was obviously controversial for a multitude of reasons.
Yeah, there's another one with them in a suitcase or a trunk or something like that.
I don't know, man. So, also, a fire erupted one night in the downtown Austin building that they were shooting in. And the firemen actually found bodies and thought they stumbled upon a lair for a psychotic murderer.
Okay.
Fun fact, we may have solved a crime, you guys.
Rips.
Whoopsies. Tobe Hooper is also, like, fully believing that the first one had dark comedy elements to it, and that was overlooked. I'm just like...
Wait, no, what?
I can see parts of it, maybe, but they weren't executed like they were comedy. They were played too straight
this
to be comedy.
This is very straight.
He's place. Talking about the first one.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, so Toby. That's why they upped the comedy in this
no,
one.
No. It Anyways. Does have a completely different feel than the first movie.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, they almost feel like different movies. Like, I mean, like, different.
All of them feel like different movies.
So strange.
Like, the newest one probably feels the closest to the first one, or what the first one was trying to achieve in that time frame.
Mm-hmm.
Which, the new one... I love the kills, I love the special effects, I like the idea of bringing it back to the first one, but there were elements in that should not have been brought up.
Oh, I want to know. We'll have to watch it.
We'll watch it eventually.
We'll get around to it.
Do you have taglines?
I do, there's only one. After a decade of silence, the buzz is back. Because this is 10 years after the first.
Yeah. I do have one fun review, and I think Kelly will agree with it.
Ooh, ooh.
It's a 3-star review, but it says, I like his little dances in this one.
I do! He shimmies! He shimmies, and it's great!
Throughout the whole movie, you were like, oh, he's doing this little dance again!
Yeah, I love it! It's great!
Anyways, that was the only review I had. So let's grade this shit.
Yeah, so Christy and I have 5 questions that we score on a scale of 1 to 10, each for a possible score 50 each, 100 total. It's really just a way for us to rank our movies in some way.
Yeah, and we have a running report card.
Yes.
The horror movie report card.
We do.
Because we are professors in the horror
academy. Oh, sure.
Nerd. glasses going up the nose brim. First question, was this a good horror movie?
4.
I give it a 6.
Now, it's entertaining, but it's not very horror for me.
I get that.
So, it's not scary.
That's why I put it as a 6. Like, it's above average entertaining.
Fair.
With the horror genre as one of its genres.
True.
How is the acting?
8.
I give it a 5. It was very average. Nobody really pissed me off or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It was just, like, there.
I really love Stretch. I really love Bill Moseley. Leatherface is fine. I think probably the worst ones were Buzz and Rick, and they're not on screen that much.
Yeah, that's true.
And I kind of love Lefty.
I probably did that one a little harsher than I normally do. But
that's okay.
Yeah. How were the special effects?
8.
8.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Tom Savini never gets below an 8, let's be real.
For real.
Compelling story, interesting twists?
5.
5.
Yeah.
Character development and writing?
4.
5.
Okay. So my total score was 29.
Me too! Also 29. So we're looking at a 58, which is putting it right in between the original Carrie from 1976 and My Bloody Valentine.
Sweet.
Not the remake, the good one.
So our next movie. Our next movie is my pick. And
for
it
sequels.
Is, yeah, for sequels. It is Friday the 13th Part 2.
Finally getting into one with Jason.
Yeah, I wanted to see Jason because I haven't seen Jason. We'll talk about it on the next episode. How about that? You just have to come back and listen. But it's, you don't have to watch the movie before you listen to the episode if you don't want to.
I mean, Friday the 13th gets into the same rhythm of, like, a bunch of kids gather. A bunch of them have sex. Okay? Jason doesn't like that. Stab, 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 stab. Someone survives at the end.
End of movie.
End of
roll
movie.
Credits.
It runs that same formula because they were cranking them one out, like, every fucking year in the 80s.
Yeah.
Give or take, like, 2 years of the 80s did
yes.
not have.
Yeah.
And there's 10 of those movies, as well as Freddy vs. Jason, which I think you would actually enjoy watching Freddy vs. Jason.
Okay.
Just because, like, it's just those two hacking and slashing their way through a movie with a giant battle at the end.
And remind me again, you said that recurring character Tommy is in starts in the
4th one?
4th, 5th, and 6th. Okay.
Or
so I gotta get through another.
It's or, yeah, it's gotta be 4, 5, and 6. And then 7 has the telekinesis chick.
What the heck? What's going on in 3?
3 is when he gets the hockey mask.
Okay.
And there's a biker gang in that one.
Oh, that's fun.
8 is when he takes Manhattan.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
9 is when they hint at him being a deadite.
Okay.
And 10, he's in space.
I love how off the rails they went with this.
And the one where he goes to space, low-key, kind of entertaining.
I would like to watch.
Like, if you go in with, like, this is going to be the shittiest movie I ever watch, it's not the worst Friday the 13th. Just because there's, like...
Where does 2 rank on your... Well, maybe we should save this for next episode.
Yeah, I'll think about it. I'll think about my ranking of Friday the 13th movies. I should have maybe done that as I was rewatching them recently.
Oh, it's okay.
But, like, let me think about that, and I'll...
You'll get back to me. Write me
an
email.
I'll get back.
2 to 4 business days.
out of the first two, it's 1 and 2.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, same.
There you go.
The second one doesn't have Kevin Bacon. It doesn't even compare.
Exactly.
And no Tom Savini, which, tragic. We will talk about it when I have words.
Anyways, if you like our artwork as much as we do.
Yes, go check out my sister Danny at Danny Draws Dragons over on Instagram, or listen to our episode on Annihilation, which she guest hosts with us on, which is actually very good, very different than this.
Yeah, the book Annihilation keeps popping up on my book talk, and I'm not about it.
It's not a bad book.
I understand.
You would hate it, though.
Yeah, I tried getting through it.
You would hate it.
I borrowed it from you.
You would hate it.
Sci-fi is just not my jam.
And that's fine. It's usually not mine either, but it was interesting enough. And I had read it before we watched the movie, and I was like, how in the world is the movie going to do this? And the movie didn't do this. So, like, yeah.
I need, like, my dark psychological horror and thriller in books.
That's not that.
Yeah, no. And I also need, like, my smutty romance.
Me too. I'm reading. There's a pin out there that has it, and I need it.
I'll have to find it for your birthday, because
yes.
It's coming up.
Yes!
I
feel like me, you, and your roommate all need one.
Yes, we're all gonna get smut buttons.
Yes. That would be great. That would be so good.
Boyfriend's just gonna be like, girl.
Matt is also like, girl. That's okay.
If you want to join in the conversation, give us recommendations on movies, themes that we should cover, tell us how we're doing. Hopefully we're doing good.
I'm doing great, thank you.
Doing great. You can join the Facebook group at Unnerved, a Horror Movie Podcast, and then as well as Twitter at AUnnerved. You can DM us on the Twitter one, because we'll see that a lot better than the tagging and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
We get tagged in stuff that isn't even relevant to us, just because Unnerved is just kind of just a generic word. So we get tagged in a bunch of stuff that, like, does not compare to us. So it's better to just DM us over there. And if you want to see what we're doing for me for the haunted house stuff, because we're getting into some more spooky season
stuff
early, because I got to get ready for makeup stuff. So you can come give me your opinions on my many faces over there.
Yeah.
At Lilith_Hilltopple. I'll also post random posters that are equivalent to what we're covering if I find them out in the wild like I sometimes do. But in the meantime, I think that's my whole spiel. Do you have anything else to plug?
I do not.
In the meantime, stay safe.
Yes.
Stay spooky.
Extra spook.
Yes. Get ready. We are less than halfway through the year to get to...
Woo, 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 woo.
To spook season. And we'll see you guys in 2 weeks for Friday the 13th, part 2.
What? Bye! Bye.